Morning, y'all. I thought I'd take a chance today to check in with you. It's been a couple of days, been a while. Yes, that was my car. I'm on my way over to Paducah because I was doing a print job and I ran out of ink. I was going to order ink today for delivery tomorrow, but I ran out. So, I have to run over to Paducah to get some ink for my precious printer. I knew I needed it. I just hadn't gone to get it. But I wanted to... That wasn't what I wanted to talk about today, but that's just what I'm doing. Because I've got a little while before I get over there. So, but today I wanted to talk about a couple of things. First, yesterday... As most everybody in the whole wide world knows, the Cathedral of Notre Dame burned. Didn't burn to the ground. I knew it wouldn't burn to the ground, but it did burn. And it's just so very sad that something that iconic should not be available to everybody at all times. There's a whole lot of work that'll need to be done to bring it back up to where it was. But as in anything, you know, sometimes it's good to clean out the old and bring in the new. And so maybe this is a way for that to happen for the people that consider that their church and... You know, for all the tourists that go there year in and year out. It's really cool to see some of the things that did not get burned. For instance, the main altar was left intact, as well as the cross behind the altar, and it was shining in a picture that was posted this morning. So, you know, I truly believe that God has His hand in things like that, and maybe just to make us think about our beliefs and who we are and you know what is important to us. You know, there's been some churches burned in Alabama, and when you listen to the preachers talking about the churches burning, they're comments are, you know, that's just a building. That's not our church. Our church is strong and here and active and alive. And, you know, that's the way I feel about Notre Dame. You know, it is the building. There's a whole lot of history there. It was built back at a time when huge cathedrals were being built, and it was the largest and the grandest. You know what? It can be rebuilt. I heard yesterday that there was a first responder that was injured, but I don't know the what his injuries are or their injuries are. But thank God there was no one that was killed in that. And it appeared in a lot of the pictures that the cathedral was going through a state of renovation anyway, and you know, maybe that is some of the stuff that could have sparked what happened. But you know, that's again extremely sad, and I was very sad yesterday, as I know a whole lot of people were, and that was the buzz. You know, oh my gosh, did you see it burning? And, you know, so, there was everybody was affected by it. And it's funny, too, to see everybody pulling out pictures of when they went to Paris. And, you know, I went to Paris, too, and I went to Notre Dame. But I don't know if I have any pictures. And if I do, I wouldn't have a clue where they were. I went when I was between my sophomore and junior years, of high school. Yeah, between my sophomore and junior years of high school. I went on, you know, one of those 12 countries in 5 weeks. Yeah, one of those trips. And, you know, I'll never forget that. That was, you know, my whole life. That I've been so very proud of all the countries I've been to. But I don't know when I ever do it again. And when I went, you know, I had had 2 years of French, and it just baffled me that I could not speak French to these people. I didn't have a clue what they were saying, and I couldn't make them understand me. You know, there's a difference between a French accent and a sort of Southern accent trying to speak French. So, anyway, but I do remember going there. One of the most impactful pieces I saw yesterday was a group of people who were praying the rosary and singing the Ave Maria and on their knees praying for that beautiful building. And to me, you have to remind yourself that cathedral was named for Our Lady, and you had to believe that she was there with those people, praying just as hard as they were. So anyway, I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to talk about out at the farm. We're in the process of getting stuff ready for this year's crop. Personally, I'm doing all the financial stuff, which I just absolutely positively hate doing. But, you know, at some point in time, I have to grow up and be an adult and take care of the money. And so that's what I've been doing as far as the farm is concerned. I did help Jimmy rake this weekend. He decided to mow the yard and was floored that the grass was as high as it was. And so he couldn't just leave that grass there. He had to rake it up. And that was actually pretty much fun. You know, my back's been bothering me quite a bit. And raking pretty much helped my back stretch out. And not that I would tell anybody that, because I don't want to get stuck raking all the time. But it really did help get my stretch out my back and make it feel better. Oh, sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I about went off the road. But what was fun about it was that we decided to take the grass clippings out to the field for the cows. And that was so funny to watch them come running. And it was like they were just lapping up butter. You know, they were like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Oh, why didn't y'all tell me that this fresh grass was so good? Those poor cows have just eaten that field to almost nothing. And I told Jimmy he needed to reseed it. And, you know, that there are programs out there that'll help him in reseeding it. And he keeps telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about. And besides, he doesn't have a place to put the cows while these fields are growing back up. So, you know, he knows everything. I know nothing. There you go. That's why we get along so well. But we did. We had a really good time taking and I took some videos. I haven't posted them yet because I need to go through them. But I took some videos, and they were fun to play with. And, you know, just being out there with the cows, because they all have different personalities, and they all look at you like you're half crazy, which, you know, in most cases I am, but it, you know, it just intrigues me to be with the cows and interacting with them, because they were like, oh, here it comes. Here comes more grass. Let's go. We had 3 loads. It was ridiculous. So, Jimmy's been working up at the fertilizer plant, pulling anhydrous ammonia tanks. So he's been very excited. excited about that. You know, he's the only person in the whole wide world who has ever held a job. So that's pretty exciting. And let me think what else. Oh, the garden is broke. They've gotten some things planted. You know, that's Jimmy and Joey and Sue. That's their garden. I can get a tomato here and there or some yellow squash. And I guess if I got out there and worked it or picked it, you know, nobody get mad. But I sort of like it the way it is, so that, you know, if I want a tomato or a pepper, I can go up there and get those. So, but I don't have to put them all up. That's the best part, is I don't have to can and freeze and wash and cut and all that kind of stuff. Now, I do that with pickles, because, you know, we really like the pickles. And the jalapenos, because we really like the jalapenos. But, you know, tomatoes and corn and that kind of thing, you know, that's beans. Ooh, that's a lot of work. So, and we don't eat that stuff really anyway, so we're okay there. But the dogwoods are in bloom. Last week the week before last, we had a tree giveaway, and you could get 5 different trees. There was a dogwood, and a red oak, and a black walnut, and a cypress. I think those are the trees. And they were just little slips of trees. I mean, they were sticks. They had roots to them. So, but we've got them in a bucket of water right now. And I'm going to plant them in buckets before I put them out to the where I want to put them. Oh, and pecans. And they had a whole bunch of pecans left over, so I took a whole bunch of pecans. Because I was told that my brother-in-law wanted like 5 pecan trees. So I got him the 5 pecan trees, but then I found out that maybe he didn't want them. So what in the world am I going to do with pecan trees? That really won't produce. It'll take 15 years for them to produce nuts. So I'll be dead. Maybe not. Maybe I'll still be alive in 15 years. Oh, Lordy, I'll be cranky at that point. I guess there's been people in my family that have lived that long, but most of them don't. Most of them died before now. You know, I'm 61, and most of them have been dead way before now. So, I don't know if y'all been listening to any podcasts. I'm always on the lookout for some good ones. So if you have any recommendations, send them my way. I listen to 3 or 4 that I just swear by. But, you know, you need a different podcast for whatever mood you're in. Oh, but speaking about being in the mood for something, you know, most of my time in my office, I am by myself. I live by myself. And I get bored, and I don't ever really get lonely, because if I get lonely, I just pick up the phone and call somebody. But I do have a tendency to get bored on occasion. And when I'm doing tedious work, it's like, oh, I've got to have something. So I listen to music all the time, but I have started, and I'm going to get busted for this, but I have started watching old reruns of CSI on Hulu. And I'm in like the 4th season, but I think that there's like 20 episodes per season. And I'm just sitting there going, you know, I really, if there's a murder, I think I could handle the crime scene. You know, don't worry about anything. I've got a good camera. I can get some of those little orange cones where you put down, you know, where there's something you want to pay attention to, that kind of thing. I can do all that. Now, I don't have a microscope, so I don't know if I'll be able to do that kind of stuff. But, oh my gosh, if you need somebody out on the crime scene, I'm your person. And I'm sure I would really screw stuff up. But you watch enough of those episodes, and you just know all kinds of stuff that are going on. have been doing that. And when I get home and I'm cooking supper, it's like, oh, well, I'll just, you know, we don't have a TV in the kitchen, obviously, but, oh, I'll just sit and watch some CSI episodes. It's a lot of fun. Oh, and I bought a new couch. I know, you're going to tell me it's about time. It gets delivered on Thursday. So, we got to get rid of the old couch. And I've pretty much made up my mind that I'm not going... I bought a chair, too. It's a recliner. It's all automatic. It's heated. And it does massage. So, I pretty much made up my mind that I really had to have it. And then I have talked myself out of it. So, I may end up going back and getting it. But right now, I think that it's more money than I want to spend. So I'm just going to get the couch. But the couch is a recliner. So, you know, we can, you know, I can lay down. And I don't have to have the heated massage. I've got a heated blanket. And I've got, I had one of those things that you put in your chair and it turned it into a massage chair. I have one of those, but I didn't like it, so, and I probably wouldn't like this when it was all said and done, or it would be that I really did like it, and I would not get out of it. It's much more that, gonna be that, and I will not, get out of it, but it's a whole lot of money, and I decided that I'd rather take that money and pay a bill than to buy myself a new couch. Plus, my daughter Katie is getting ready to turn 21, like in about 2 weeks, and so I need to take her on a little getaway so that she can stay drunk the whole weekend, I guess. And I don't see why she can't just do that at home. She wants to go away, so we're gonna do that. And I have talked her into going to the beach though, because I really want to go to the beach. And so we're going to do that. We're going to be poor while we're there because I'll be spending all my money on getting there and on the condo. But I won't have any money to give her for alcohol. I guess is my point. So I think we should just go to the lake and stay up there and get drunk. That sounds like a good idea. Been a long time since I've done that, though. You know, I am getting old. But I guess that's all that's going on in my life and in the world around me. So I'd love to hear what's going on in your life and in your world. So if you want to leave a comment here or send me an email at sinelder@me.com. If you need anything, you can go to my website, sinelder.com, and I'll be glad to help you in any way that I can. But I appreciate y'all listening, and I hope to be able to talk to you soon, and I hope that the weather stays good for you and that you get a chance to get outside and enjoy some of this really good weather. So, I'll be talking to you soon. See ya. Bye-bye.